two Haines residents enter the race for State House, and the dedication of a new excursion inlet bridge. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is back in service today. The company stopped running trains last Wednesday after a rock struck a bridge about 7 miles up the railroad track. Service resumed after the bridge was assessed by engineers and repairs were made. Two Haines residents are running for Alaska House District 33. Tom Morfitt and James Hart both put their names in on June 1st, the last day to file for candidacy. Morfitt is a former owner of the Chilkat Valley News. He reported for the paper for many years. Morfitt has been on the Haines Assembly since October 2016. James Hart is a 28-year-old Haines resident. He is a Chilkoot Indian Association Tribal Council member and culture camp teacher. Hart also serves as a delegate of the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Morfitt and Hart are both running as Democrats. House District 33 represents Skagway, Haines, Clukwan, Gustavus, downtown Juneau, and Douglas. I spoke with Tom Morfitt today about his aspirations for state office.
It was never my dream to go into politics, but I just get frustrated being on the receiving end of a lot of bad policies.
Morfitt's background is in journalism. He spent decades reporting and editing for the Chilkat Valley News. Morfitt owned the paper for about 5 years, but sold the publication after getting elected to the Haynesboro Assembly. He's been on the Assembly almost 2 years.
I've tried to be honest with people. I've tried to find my place on the Assembly. And what I found is that oftentimes, for whatever reason, people don't want to address the elephant in the room. And I'm not afraid to address the elephant in the room or to speak unpopular truths.
Now Morfitt wants to step into the state legislature to tackle issues he doesn't feel can be dealt with on strictly a local level.
So much of what we have to deal with in Haines is a loss of services or cuts to services by a government that hasn't even begun to develop revenues.
Recently, Morfitt has been looking for ways to restore funding to the Haines chapter of the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. The organization closed offices in 4 Alaska communities earlier this year. And he points to education more broadly as an issue of particular importance to him.
We need to be sure our children are smart enough to take on some rather complex problems. And you can't do that without funding the schools adequately.
That, he says, ties into a need to invest in people.
That's what we have to solve our problems as people. We need educated kids. We need healthy fisheries. We need basic public safety services. And we need to live up to that. You know, if I was elected for one term and we got a payroll tax passed, I'd be fine with that.
Speaking of issues, Morfitt also points to ferry service.
The ferry service used to be a point of pride. It's something we boasted about. I don't know how it went from being something we treasured to a liability.
He says he's, quote, adamantly against the Juneau Access Road and thinks the state is turning too much responsibility and infrastructure over to local communities, something he attributes to lack of efficient funding sources.
The state is basically foisted onto the communities these responsibilities or obligations or needs that it's saying, oh, we don't have money to fund those. Well, you have no income tax, you have no sales tax, you have the lowest gas tax in the country. So of course you have no money. You haven't tried to get any money.
Morfitt says he wants the chance to make things better.
This place is worth fighting for. Alaska's worth fighting for. And Alaskans are better than this. We're better than what we've been told we are, I think, by the legislature.
Morfitt does not have to give up his position on the Haines Assembly while campaigning for state office. He'll maintain his assembly seat during that time. Last year, the Haynesboro and the U.S. Forest Service replaced an unsafe bridge providing access to Neva Lake in Excursion Inlet. Borough Assembly members, U.S. Forest Service officials, and Senator Lisa Murkowski officially dedicated the new bridge on Friday. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
Neva Lake is a popular recreation site for residents of Excursion Inlet, a sparsely populated area at the southwest end of the Haynesboro. For the Ocean Beauty Fish Processing Plant, one of the borough's largest sources of tax revenue, the lake is the only water source. Local access and the water line to the plant both depend on a 130-foot bridge. Concerns were first raised about the safety of the bridge in 2010. In July of 2016, the bridge was closed to vehicle access due to a support beam failure. At that time, the U.S. Forest Service owned the bridge. For a little more than a year, it remained closed to vehicles. But over the summer of 2017, a deal was reached to split the cost of the new bridge and transfer ownership to the Haynesboro. Last year, the borough reached out to Senator Lisa Murkowski to help push for a deal with USFS. Murkowski spoke at the dedication for the bridge. She said that former Energy Committee staffer Chuck Kleschulte was instrumental in negotiating an agreement.
When I first read about this in a little clip and said, for crying out loud, we can't get the Forest Service working with industry, with the borough to make this happen. And I said, Chuck, make it happen.
Carol Warmoth, the engineer who oversaw construction, says the entire project cost $860,000. Haynesboro contributed $270,000 from Secure Rural Schools funds, federal money that provides assistance for counties near national forests. The borough will now be responsible for maintaining the bridge. Mayor Jan Hill expressed relief at having completed such an important project.
This seemed like a miracle. We've talked about it, heard about it, worried about it, stressed over it for several years, and now here we are. And we certainly understand the importance of this bridge for access to your water supply and to your fishing, and it's important that you have access to the land that you live on.
The new prefabricated bridge was originally purchased to provide emergency access during the Mount St. Helens eruption in 1980. Warmoth says the bridge was barged up from a stockyard in Washington last summer and installed by November.
We timed that for when the cold storage cannery wasn't in operation. And that way we could cut the water line, you know. And the construction was completed in less than a month.
She says the lifespan of the bridge is about 70 years. Recently, state lands north of Neva Lake were selected to be transferred to borough ownership. Some of the land includes lakefront property. The borough does not have the title to the land yet, and there are no plans for what will happen to the land once it is granted ownership. In Excursion Inlet, I'm Henry Leisha.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.